Now, for separating out solids, first thing we know in the soils, we've got a lot of different sized particles present. So if you've got a large piece of mineral and you're trying to separate it out at the start, you've got to get it down to particles. So a ball mill is what's used. So when we take our sample from East Trinity, which we use for the acid sulfate soils prac at the end, then the first thing that we do is we will dry these things and we'll put them through a ball mill so that we cut the particle size down to a uniform small size. At that point, we sieve it so that everything is then definitely cut to that particular size range. And then after that, we can carry out some analyses. If you've got a particulate at the start, it's quite often just useful to sieve it into different fractions. This is done, again, sort of semi-automatically. You have a whole pile of sieves sitting stacked one on top of the other. You've got an automatic shaker. You simply pour in the material at the top, and it simply juggles its way through the different stages of the sieve. So Paul Nelson and the guys over there, they do that sort of thing. Now, for a solid, typically you're going to have to separate out components of that in an analytical stage down the track. So a digestion often is needed next. So your digestion then will break down the insoluble material and turn it into soluble material. Wet ashing is the most common